News via remote, I'm Joe Palca. The powerful sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has dismissed prospects for early resumption of diplomacy with the United States, saying the U.S. expectations for talks would plunge them into greater disappointment. Kim Yo-jong made the comments after U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan described as an interesting signal Kim Jong-un's recent statement that North Korea will be ready for both dialogue and confrontation, but more for confrontation. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan urged the North Koreans to send a clear signal that they were willing to talk. On Monday, the top U.S. envoy for North Korean affairs said on a visit to Seoul that he hoped to see a positive reaction from the North on U.S. offers for talks. Iran's president-elect said Monday he would not meet with President Joe Biden nor negotiate over Tehran's ballistic missile program and its support for regional militias, sticking to a hardline position following his landslide victory in last week's election. Judiciary Chief Ibrahim Raisi also described himself as a defender of human rights when asked about his involvement in the 1988 mass execution of some 5,000 people. It marked the first time that he's been put on the spot on live television over the dark moment in Iranian history at the end of the Iran-Iraq War. Asked about a possible meeting with President Joe Biden, Raisi simply answered no. His moderate competitor in the election had suggested during campaigning that he'd potentially be willing to meet with Biden. Palestinian and Jewish settlers have hurled stones, chairs, and fireworks at each other overnight in a tense Jerusalem neighborhood where settler groups are trying to evict several Palestinian families. The threatened evictions fueled protests and clashes in the run-up to last month's 11-day Gaza war. This is VOA News. Myanmar's ruling junta says fighting between coup protesters and security forces in Mandalay today left four demonstrators dead. A statement says security forces were met with small arms fire and grenades during a raid on a house in the country's second biggest city. In addition to the four dead protesters, whom the junta described as terrorists, 20 members of the raiding party were injured while eight others were arrested for possession of homemade mines, hand grenades, and small arms. The junta has struggled to put down daily mass demonstrations across Myanmar since overthrowing the civilian government on February 1st and detaining the de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other officials. Local police say Taliban fighters have taken control of a key district in Afghanistan's northern Kunduz province and encircled the province capital. The insurgent group's recent battlefield victories have come amid a stalemate in peace talks and a U.S. troop withdrawal still on a pace to conclude by early September. The subject of Afghanistan and the Taliban came up at the White House news briefing yesterday. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki.
Well, I know that President Ghani will be here in the United States on pre-planned travel to New York, I believe. And of course, the president looks forward to welcoming him to the White House for a meeting on Friday. And I expect their focus of their conversation will continue to discuss how we can work together to ensure that Afghanistan never again becomes a safe haven for terrorist groups who pose a threat to the U.S. homeland, how we can work.
Dozens of districts have fallen to the Taliban since May the 1st, when U.S. and NATO troops began their final departure from Afghanistan. Hollywood actress Angelina Jolie has visited war-weakened Burkina Faso to show solidarity with people who continue to welcome the displaced despite grappling with their own insecurity, and said the world isn't doing enough to help.
Today, one in 95 people are forcibly displaced. 1% of humanity. The numbers are rising. We have to wake up to the track we are on globally, with so many conflicts raging and the very real possibility that climate change will force tens, if not hundreds of millions of people to have to leave their homes in the future.
As Special Envoy to the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, Jolie marked World Refugee Day on Sunday in Burkina Faso's Godobo refugee camp in Sahel. And COVID deaths in the U.S. have dipped below 300 a day for the first time since the early days of the disaster in March of 2020. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.